eyes crying in the rain.
This is John Block from Washington. Whenever we step into a new year, it makes me think about past years and try to anticipate the future. When I came back from the 101st Airborne Division in the military in 1960 to our Illinois farm, our principal crop was corn. Corn for pigs and cows and chickens. And by 1970s and 80s, the industry started processing corn into ethanol and distillers dried grain. Gas your car up, and that fuel will probably be 10% ethanol. And that's a huge market. The distiller's grain is high-protein livestock feed. Turn the page to today. The demand for our soybeans is soaring. Process the soybeans, and we have soybean oil and soybean meal. There is an explosion in demand for soybean oil to give us renewable diesel fuel. With the major concern about climate change and global warming, we need to clean up the atmosphere, and renewable diesel fuel burns so much cleaner. And that can clean up the atmosphere. The airplane companies, they can't get enough environmental-friendly, low-carbon fuel. Our refining companies have aggressively expanded production of renewable diesel fuel, almost doubling the number of gallons in the last year. And, of course, there are other sources of clean-burning oil, cooking oil, grease, and animal fat, but they will not come close to satisfying the growing demand. There are at least 17 new processing plants planned for construction. Robobank study projects that after 10 years, we'll need to plant 12 million more soybean acres to meet demand. Well, where will we find those acres? Well, today the acres planted to soybeans and corn are nearly the same, and I don't expect that to change. Yields should go up, and can our scientists increase the oil content of soybeans in future years? We'll see. Markets will tell us what to grow. Farmers are hopeful that the rising demand will push up our prices. Our farm industry operates in a global market, and with a growing world population, we should be optimistic about our future. Thank you, and I am John Block from Washington.